How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I've got Amy Nielsen here with me. Amy, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your personal background?
My name is Amy Nielsen. My maiden name is Romick. Born and raised in, I was raised in Berea. We farmed and raised cattle. My mom and dad, my brother and sister. I'm a country girl. Went to District 39 from kindergarten up to the sixth grade, and then went to District 16 from grade 7th and 8th. After country school, I went to Alliance High from my freshman year to my senior year. And after I graduated out of high school, I went into working at Kmart for 10 years. I was a receivings manager, and I also worked part-time down at Lakeside called the Cattlemen's. I was a part-time bartender. And then February 17th of 2002, I began working at Box Butte General Hospital, and I have been here ever since.
Awesome. What position did you start out in? Because you're in a different position now, correct?
Right. When I first started, I was PBX. I was there for about 6 weeks, and then they asked me to be a data entry clerk, which started as just entering charges and stuff throughout different departments. And later on, here 5 years ago, they asked me to be accounts payable in the finance department.
Cool. How do you like that?
I absolutely love it.
Good. What does that entail a little bit?
Okay. Accounts payable, it's a lot to do with billing. Anything that comes through the mail, I pay it, I enter what needs to be paid, checks get sent out every Thursday. Just got to be on top of our game of all of the departments that needs to pay their bill as soon as possible and get it out the door on a timely matter.
Yeah, I know you've helped me a lot with some of those things, so I appreciate that.
I absolutely love it. It's challenging, you're always on top of your game, and it's something different every day.
Yeah, awesome. Do you know, this is kind of a random question, off the top of your head, what are your top five strengths? Or top three?
I'll say empathy.
I'm trying to remember the other three.
Adaptability.
Awesome. That's my number one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, I'm trying to remember what it was.
That's okay. Those are two great strengths.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Like I said, I wasn't expecting that question, but I can do the top two.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah, I feel like those definitely play into who you are as a person and definitely in your role at the hospital, too.
Mm-hmm.
How have you seen them kind of play out in your life outside of the hospital?
Empathy. Oh, I just consider myself a very caring person. Actually, I'm what you'd want to call a fixer. I just enjoy people. I enjoy animals too. I think I'm very comforting, very understanding. I'm an active listener, and I think that plays a very important part.
Definitely.
In empathy.
Definitely. Well, I can say I definitely see all of those things in you. So
thank you.
Even when I first started. So.
Thank you.
You absolutely encompass all of those.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely. How do you think growing up on a ranch, because I'm a ranch girl too,
mm-hmm.
Has kind of developed you into who you are today?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know what? When you work on a farm or a ranch with your family, it's called teamwork. You work as one.
Mm-hmm.
let's just say, you learn how to work, a good work ethic.
Absolutely.
Independent. Mm-hmm. You learn how to be independent. Make your own decisions. Learn. You do a lot of learning. There's a lot of teaching when you work as a family on a farm or a ranch. Like I said, you all have to work as one. It gets the job done right. And, you know, if anything, it makes a family tighter together.
Absolutely.
It makes the relationship stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It brings us close. Yeah. Brings us closer together. So thanks to that, being born and raised doing that is how I am today.
Absolutely. How do you also see those things come into your well-being? How do you take care of yourself? And can you give us a little insight on that?
Well-being. Well, let's just say when working on a farm and ranch, there wasn't no 8 to 5.
No.
not only mentally, physically, it kept you in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you busy, both, like I said, both mentally and physically, to where I am now. The well-being, years later, I'm still doing it today. And they make you think working is positive, and that's one good thing about hard work. It pays off.
It does.
And it still makes me a stronger person today for what I've done in my younger years.
Absolutely. Kind of keeping that same topic of well-being, we've been doing a lot of physical well-being challenges at the mm-hmm. hospital here, mm-hmm. and you have got a lot of steps in. We just did the step tracking mm-hmm. challenge, and you were one of the winners of that.
Mm-hmm.
So how has well-being at work, can you tell us a little bit about your journey with well-being at work?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I'm going to just say right off the bat, the Wellness Center is my safe house. I will say, actually, it saved my life. Ever since this Wellness Center started, I became an active member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just helped me both mentally and physically. What is nice is with this job that I have, on the 2 15-minute breaks, I'm allowed to go exercise on my 2 15-minute breaks. You know, great people work in there. I work out with my friends. That atmosphere, it's like a home away from home. My journey just began. I just woke up one morning and I wouldn't say I felt bad. I just kind of noticed that my knees and stuff were starting to hurt, and as you get older, we kind of notice that we're not 21 anymore. I just started seeing changes in myself, not really in my attitude, but in my body, and I just didn't really like what I was looking at, and I didn't like how I was feeling. So I just started being real active there in the Wellness Center. I mean, I'm just about working out up to today, 6 days a week. I take one day off to rest. I'm so dedicated in there. I set goals for myself. I'm a very competitive person. I was kind of like when my son was showing his cattle for 4-H for 10 years. We were competitive with our cattle. You know, we always wanted to be, you know, do the best that we can, and that's how I am in this Wellness Center. I give it all that I got. I give it my 110%. But I like challenges. So as an example, when I knew my son was going to graduate out of high school and out of college, you just want to kind of think, you know what, I'd like to look good for these pictures,
mm-hmm.
because life is just so short, and I just wanted to look good, and I wanted to feel better. So the goal was, you know, okay, when he graduates, I want to get down to this weight. When the 4th of July was coming up, I wanted to be down to this weight. If you set goals, you hold yourself accountable,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
As for these other challenges, like you said, when the step challenge came in, I didn't even know what a smartwatch was. My friend Nita, she ordered me a smartwatch when this competition was coming up. Wow. Once I started that, I was addicted to it. And I wouldn't go to bed at night till I was satisfied. 20,000 steps, 21, I mean. Gosh. And one good thing during the summer, you not only worked out here, you worked outside. You took a lot of walks and stuff up and down country roads. I had a garden, and that kept me busy. My side hobby was taking care of injured animals, and I would have a couple horses there at my place, and I would take care of them, and it just kept me active. Mm-hmm. Very, I am competitive, but in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when the step challenge came up and I won, I was just so shocked. But you know, I had good people to work out with. Mm-hmm. It's just not wanting to win anything. You're competing against yourself. And so I was competing against myself, but I also had the best backup ever. I had my friends working out with me. That's one thing here with this hospital. I don't have friends. I have a BBGH family, and the support that I got during this competition was just amazing.
That's awesome.
And encouragement is, it's the encouragement that I got from my friends is also what kept me going.
That's great.
And then when that competition was over with, I entered the one that had the most time in the wellness center.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. Of course, like I said, I practically live in there.
You know, I always see you down there.
I live in there, but you know, it just makes me feel good. Awesome. Mentally and physically, and I go home and I just feel so good about myself. And like I said, the wellness center is my safe house, and I'm so blessed that it is here. It has saved my life.
Absolutely, we're very lucky to have that facility, and I agree, it's a great atmosphere down there. Mm-hmm. They're great people. Would you have any other advice? I know you've said, you know, set goals for yourself, and you know, you compete with yourself. You're a competitive mm-hmm. person. For somebody, especially during the winter months, who might not be so competitive, do you have any kind of advice for them, like, to stay motivated?
The only thing I can say is set your mind to it. Mm-hmm. If you set your mind to it, you can do it. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself to do something like this. And you're going to have to have it in your mind that you want it and that you need it. We all have our good days and bad days. The only thing I can say is stay positive. If you're not positive to yourself, it's not going to work. You have to have it in your mind and in your heart that you can do it. Follow through it. There's going to be, like I said, there's going to be some ups and downs. Don't give up. If you're hungry enough for it, you're going to do it. You're going to start with it and you're going to finish with it.
Whew. I'm ready to go work out. You can be a motivational speaker, I think. That's great. That's great advice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, I kind of touched base on this question mm-hmm. a little bit, I guess, without even meaning to. But how do you maintain your positivity or gratitude during times when it's tougher to motivate yourself to keep working out or just getting that, whatever your step goal is for the day?
Stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Focus is a big key in this. You're just going to have to stay positive about everything. Have a positive mind if you can
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you're kind of mentally down a little bit, find something that'll pick yourself back up.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't give up. That's the only thing that I can say is positive is the biggest key word that I will use in my life is positive and dedication.
Yeah, those are great. With November being kind of like a month of gratitude, what are some of your, some of the things that you're grateful for right now?
Actually, I've got quite a few. I'll tell you what, I have what you want to call a special triangle in my life. I have my faith, I have my family, and I have my friends.
That's a great triangle.
That is a great triangle, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I am grateful to be here at Box Butte General Hospital. I could never ask for a better place to work. Being here for 19 years shows that I'm very grateful to be here. I'm very lucky to be here. Not only is it a good place to work, this place is so good thinking of family. Thinking the outside of the hospital. Family is number one to most people.
Mm-hmm,
definitely. Here, they're a good ear. They're very understanding. I just could not ever ask. And, you know, they have taught me so much coming from being a receiving manager at a retail store for 10 years to come in here. I have learned so much computer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And still, out of all these years, I still learn something, you know, new every year. This is just, I'm just so very blessed to have this job. I look forward to myself being here for a very long time.
That's
a wonderful job, wonderful people.
Yeah.
I just give praise.
Yeah.
To the people and my job, to God.
Yes.
And that was, I always like to advertise my triangle.
Yes.
That November of, what's that word? Is it November? Is
Gratitude.
Yeah.
With Thanksgiving.
Grateful.
Gratefulness, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just look at it as my faith, my family, that's what I'm grateful for. Turkey's turkey.
Turkey's turkey.
Thanksgiving's once a year, so yeah. The gratitude is how I kind of look as grateful as what is in my life. And,
yeah.
I'm going to take that run.
Good.
Because that's what's keeping me, going.
That's good.
And that's what makes me come to work every day.
That's great to hear. And I'm sure I can say on behalf of everybody at the hospital that we're grateful to have you too.
Thank you. I am blessed to be here.
Absolutely.
Very blessed.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your wellness journey, the hospital? Mm-hmm. I think you've really sung the praises, and we appreciate everything that you do, and I appreciate all the help that you give to me, and
mm-hmm.
Thanks for doing this podcast with us, and we appreciate your insight.
I'm just, I'm so honored to be here. And I can't thank you enough, Schaefer, for asking me to do this.
Well, I can't thank you enough for doing it. You're the perfect candidate.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.